know, responding and things like that, but I'm looking at more from an overall standpoint. And we still got a lot of growth on especially the defensive end before we can start to understand that that we have a chance to be good. We haven't had a lot of practice time, which is probably my biggest concern because we play so many games to get break down some of the things that are hurting us on defense, and we'll be able to do that obviously in another week or so. But for now, it's just really good games. Well, you know, he's been playing much better throughout the year. Maybe he's bought in 1,000% to what we're doing. He's much more vocal. He's playing a role of a leader. So as a result, you know, he's doing more. Excitement, not just for guys who haven't played in this building for a while, but guys that have played in high school in this building, or guys that have been around Philadelphia for most of their lives. And so, we did that. We're coming to the challenge here for a reason, so that they can enjoy the experience. And more than anything, let their family and their friends and their coaches and people who've been around them and help them get to this point in life, enjoy watching them play. Yeah, those games are always difficult when you're playing against a friend because it's two guys who love to compete, but don't necessarily want to compete against each other. And I've been on the losing side of it, and today on the winning side, and it does usually end up giving you a great feel. Yeah, we're starting to put together different guys, which is pleasing. Like, he's showing the propensity to have a natural rebound, and it's kind of earned him more time. I'm still questioning exactly who and asking guys to step up. And Adrian's been a guy, and Mike's been a guy. And so, as the season grows on, if we can continue to depend on not only those two, but other guys to rebound, and we can be something that we can depend on. Particularly when you have to play back to back, because you're going to need, especially against Seton Hall tomorrow, who's going to play 94 feet, grab you, and test your offense and defense. So getting guys minutes and still being able to win is important. Knowing that you're going to play in 24 hours or less, is having guys rested is important too, because it's going to have that 12 year old challenge for them. Yeah, I think he's getting healthier, first of all, and as a result, his confidence is growing. He's still not 100% the way that I remember him, and so I think there's much more, which is a good thing, much more growth left in him physically and skill-wise. He's a really good skill guy, so he's somebody I think we're all happy with, and as I said, there's still more left in the tank. It's two good teams and two really good conferences. They understand what high level of competition is all about. And I expect a terrific game, and just hope that we come ready and prepared to play.